This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
The sixth thing you pray in this time of day, in the late afternoon, is you ask God to help me make wise decisions. Whether you've got kids at home or not anymore, or you're living with some friends, you need to ask God to help you make wise decisions, and by the way, to protect you from making dumb decisions too. And this is the sixth phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And it goes like this. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, I don't know about you. You're probably different. But I don't know about you. My worst temptations actually come in the evening. And they come from two very demonic sources. The television and the refrigerator. They're of the devil. You know, I can stay on a diet till at least 6 p.m. But between 6 p.m. and midnight, brother, when you're tired, your resources are low. You're gonna get in arguments. You're gonna say things. You're gonna hurt people unintentionally. And it's a good thing to pray before you go walk back in the home. Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Some of you, the television is a big temptation. And I'm talking about you're watching stuff you shouldn't be watching. Or maybe it's your computer, and you're watching some stuff on the computer you shouldn't be watching. Before you get home, Lord, lead me not into temptation. God has given us great promise. Look up here on the screen, 1 Corinthians 10:13. Remember that the temptations that come into your life are no different from what other people experience. Now, this is a good thing. It says we all go through the same common temptations. Okay? You think you're special? You're not when it comes to temptation. You have the exact same temptations everybody else does. You have the same temptations they've had for thousands of years, and Jesus had them in the same way. The same root temptation. Now, the good news is if there are common temptations, it means there are common solutions. And it says this, remember the temptations that come into your life, they're no different from what others experience. We're all in the same boat. So don't act so higher and mighty and holy, holy. We all have the same temptations. And God is faithful. He will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it. And when you're tempted, this is a great promise. You might memorize this. When you're tempted, he'll show you a way out so that you will not give into it. Anybody who says, I can't help myself, was lying. Because God's promised, I'll always make a way out. But you've got to choose it. You've got to choose it. But say, it was overpowering. I couldn't help myself. Yes, you could. God says, I always make a way out for you. Now, you need to understand two very important things about temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted. It's a sin to give in to temptation. In fact, a lot of people, when they get tempted, they go, ooh, I shouldn't even be tempted. Like, where did that thought come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the evil one. It came from the devil. Martin Luther said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. So you can't control every idea that's put in your mind. Some of it comes from stuff you saw at a movie theater 20 years ago, and Satan pulls it back out. That's why you want to watch what you put in your mind. Everybody's worried about air pollution and water pollution. Are you worried about mind pollution? Some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. And they just allow anything, a tractor pull through their brain with all kinds of garbage. You should worry about mind pollution more than you worry about water pollution, because your brain affects your character. But I'm saying, God says, I'll give you a way out. And by the way, if you're watching stuff that's no good for you on the internet, you might want to memorize this verse up here on the screen. Psalm 101:3. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. Nowadays, that might mean the news. So you have to worry about that. So ask God to help me make wise decisions. Finally, we come to the end of the day. Now you're getting ready for Betty Bye. You're putting on your PJs. And here's the last thing you pray. You prayed when you get up. Here's the last phrase in the Lord's Prayer. I end my day with an encouraging truth. Write that down. I end my day. This is called a benediction, a good word. You end your day with a good word. It's good to read scripture, promises, read some promises from God. I end my day with an encouraging truth. And the Lord's Prayer ends with one of the most encouraging truths around. And it goes like this. Matthew 6:13. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let me tell you what that means. If you'll think of that verse and you'll remember what it means, you can sleep a whole lot better. Because what that verse says is three incredibly encouraging truths. Number one, God is in control. God is in control. The politicians aren't. Other nations aren't. Your boss isn't. God is ultimately in control. And the Bible says the heart of the king is in the heart, hand of the Lord, and he can turn it whithersoever he wishes. It's just enough people pray. That's why the world changes when God's people pray. He's waiting on us. Sometimes we say, God, we're waiting on you to do something. God's saying, I'm waiting on you to pray. This is a partnership. But when I pray, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Good night, Lord. I'm saying, God, number one, you're in control. Second, this is not the end of the story. And third, God and his family win in the end. I've read the last chapter of the book. God wins. God wins. And so that's when you're looking, if you go to bed and the last thing you watch is either news or late night TV talking about the news, you're gonna go to depressed. Corrie ten Boom said it, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. It all depends on who you're looking at. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God, you're in control. This is not the end of the story. And we win in the end. Good night, Lord. I'll see you in the morning. And when I wake up, it's gonna be get up with gratitude and then bless your name at breakfast. And so I'm ending positive and I'm gonna start positive. You'll sleep a whole lot better. Now I wanna encourage you to not just listen to this, but to actually try this format of using the Lord's Prayer to mark out 6-7 times during the day. I'm not talking about 20 minutes a day. I'm just talking about a minute here, 5 minutes here, whatever. What you've got time for. God just wants to, he just wants to hear from you. Now I know what you're thinking. Rick, you don't know how busy I am. Martin Luther once said, I have so much to do today, I must pray 3 hours. Because I can't get it all done if I don't go pray. When you pray, God helps you. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added into you. God can do more in a few minutes less if you use some of that in prayer. And if you say, with your excuse, I don't have the time to pause and pray, then you're too busy. And you can explain that to God when you get to heaven one day, why you were too busy to talk to him.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one, and the way you do that is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing, six-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get yours, so don't wait. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Let me give you a promise. You need to write this down. Proverbs 10, 27 on the screen. I love it in the Living Bible. The Living Bible says, reverence for God adds hours to each day. Hello. Do you need more time? Reverence for God adds hours to each day. It's kind of like tithing. God can make 90% of my money go further than 100%. And God can make my time go further when I give part of it to him in prayer. Reverence for God adds hours to each day. Proverbs 10, 27, Living Bible. The Lord's Prayer is not just a ritual that people pray. It is a pattern for living. It is a model for how to manage your day. And if you do this, you'll have more energy, you'll have more peace, you'll be closer to God. You'll have more power in your life. You'll have more confidence. If you'll do it, Jesus says, this is the way you ought to pray. Pray throughout your day. 150 years ago, a young Boston woman married a printer, and they got married and had three kids. But the Civil War ended their happiness because Mary's husband got conscripted in the Civil War in the Northern Army. And he died in the Battle of Antietam. And then after her husband died, her 12-year-old son drowned. And then her only daughter died. It was one calamity after another. And in her grief, Mary Ann Kidder began to turn to writing hymns. And if you've been in a traditional church, you've sung Mary Ann Kidder hymns because she wrote hundreds and hundreds of them that would be very well known, helped millions of people. In fact, she wrote, I think, 181 hymns. And there's one that she wrote that I remember as a little kid hearing my parents sing, and it was called, Did You Think to Pray? And we'll end with this. When you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior, did you ask for loving favor as a shield today? When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By his dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guide and stay? When your heart was filled with anger, did you think to pray? Did you plead for grace, my brother, that you might forgive another who had crossed your way? When strong trials came upon you, did you think to pray? As your heart was filled with sorrow, did the love of Christ you borrow at the gates today? And the refrain goes like this: oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change your night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Let's bow our heads. What I've just taught you will change your life if you actually practice it. You'll grow closer to Christ. You'll have more energy. You'll make better decisions. You'll have less stress. You get better ideas at work. You'll be more productive. You'll be healthier. I could go on and on and on. The Lord's Prayer covers every major need in your life. And if you use it as a model for a daily schedule of checking in with God, God, I'm checking in with you. It's mid-morning. God, I'm checking in with you. It's noon. God, I'm checking in with you. It's the afternoon. Remember, I told you there are two ways to pray throughout your day. One is conversationally, or you just talk to him all the time, and that's a good thing. But it's also a good thing to set aside specific times and say, these are gonna be the times that I check in with you every day. Our Father, who art in heaven, you're good, God, and I'm going to be grateful for everything you've done. Hallowed be your name. Your name, Lord, tells me all the things you've promised to do in my life. Why don't you pray it right now? Say, our Father in heaven, just say it in your mind. Say, God, you're a good, good God. And I wanna be grateful. I wanna start each day with gratitude, the healthiest emotion. I don't wanna start it with news. I don't wanna start it with bad news. I wanna start it with the goodness of God. And then say, Lord, I wanna bless your name at breakfast. I wanna learn these names of God so that I can know what you've promised to do in my life, that you're my healer, you're always present, you will give me power, you're my forgiver, all of the things that you've promised by your names. And I wanna bless your name. Your kingdom come, Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I wanna seek first your kingdom. God, I want your plans and purposes for the world and for my life to be number one. I don't wanna be in cross purposes with you. I wanna seek first your purpose, believing that everything else I need, you're gonna take care of. And Lord, every day I wanna say, give me this day our daily bread, just enough to get me through today. Give me strength for today. Give me wisdom for today. Give me the finances I need for today. And I wanna make a list at lunchtime. As I eat my sandwich, that you would give me more than that, but inner food, soul food. And Lord, I wanna ask you to forgive me of all my sins as I forgive those who've sinned against me. Remove guilt and shame and resentment and bitterness from my life. I can't waste energy on those energy drainers. And Lord, there's some things in my life that you know I'm tempted by, and I'm not very good at handling them on my own. And I'm asking you to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I wanna ask you to help me make wise decisions and not impulsive ones and not dumb decisions. Deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Lord, when I'm down, when I'm depressed, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel discouraged, help remember that you're in charge, you're in control, you're still on the throne. But this is not the end of the story. There is more to life than here and now, and that ultimately we win. When the world outside looks darker and darker and dimmer, Help me to realize that you hold the keys to the future. And that because I'm on your side and I'm in your family, ultimately, it'll all work out. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Change me, save me. I want to get to know you. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, well, we all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, barriers, and uncertainty, but God has made a way for you to handle these things. It's called prayer. In his 6-part 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers deep insight on how to cultivate a powerful prayer life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
I've put together a brand new 6-part Bible study. It's called 40 Days of Prayer. Now, the 6 sessions in this study are, first, we talk about the purpose of prayer. You have to understand why prayer works before you can understand how prayer works. Then we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. If you're in a crisis, get this material right now, because you need to know there are kinds of prayers in the Bible that God says you need to pray this kind of prayer in a crisis. Then in the 3rd part, we're going to talk about praying and fasting for a breakthrough. If you've never learned to fast and you've never learned how to pray a breakthrough prayer, this will be eye-opening to you. Jesus once said of someone who needed a miracle, this kind happens only through prayer and fasting. I want to teach you how to pray a breakthrough prayer. If you need a breakthrough in your life, this is important. And then we're going to talk about talking to your Heavenly Father. You're not talking to some impersonal force in the sky. It's all about relationship. And finally, we talk about how do you be persistent in prayer. We often pray for a while, and then we start and we stutter and sputter, and then we give up. And yet Jesus said, you have to always pray and not give up. And you know what? In your life, you're always doing one or the other. You're either praying persistently or you're giving up. If you're not praying persistently, you're giving up. If you are praying persistently, you're not giving up. So this is the key to not giving up. Now, this study on 40 days of prayer is going to show you that really prayer is about a relationship, not fancy formulas. It's about getting to know God on a personal basis and realizing how deeply He wants to hear you talk to Him, and He wants to talk to you back. You'll stop worrying and you'll start trusting more. You'll pray with more confidence. You'll claim His promises and you'll see answers to your prayer. So join me and a lot of other Daily Hope listeners all over the world as we unite together. We'll be praying with you and for you. You'll be praying as we spend 40 days in learning how to pray consistently and persistently and effectively and expectantly and successfully. Get this resource. You can only get it through Daily Hope. God bless you.
Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get yours, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.